Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes. Yes, they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
All right, coming toward the end of our show. You know, Val, I think the vacation did us some good. I'm feeling really good today, having a great time with the show. So we should take more vacations.
I think that's a great reason to take more vacations. But, you know, it's funny because, I mean, it's been a great way, you and I doing the show, since we live on separate sides of the country, to, you know, stay connected and have this weekly, hour and a half chance to video chat. And you all that are listening just get to be along for the ride.
We try to make it entertaining.
Right. So, but anyway, I missed you over, you know, the 2 weeks we were off. So it's good to be back. And yeah. I'm sorry I'm going to be gone again next week. But
it's all right. I missed my sister, too. It's funny how we've been doing mornings together on Tuesdays for years. Literally years, probably a decade. And it was weird to take 2 weeks off and not talk to you every Tuesday. I definitely felt like I was missing something. Let's wrap the show up, though, and have Val take us to Japan.
All right. In Japan, two American tourists were arrested this month after one allegedly climbed into the enclosure of Punch, a baby macaw, that became an internet sensation after bonding with a stuffed orangutan toy. I think many of us remember that. Authorities say the stunt happened at the Ikawa City Zoo near Tokyo, while the second tourist reportedly filmed the whole thing. Zoo officials say the monkeys panicked and scattered while staff rushed to respond. The man denied wrongdoing, or the men did, but police arrested them on suspicion of interfering with zoo operations. Apparently, seeing a viral celebrity monkey wasn't enough. They wanted backstage passes. Now, the tourists say they were just monkeying around. The judge will probably go bananas.
Wow. Good puns, Val.
They flew across the ocean with a selfie stick and dreams. Ignored 1,000 temples for a monkey on their screens. They said, forget the tour guide. We've got influencer plans. Now they're giving court appearances instead of Instagram. The monkey's got an agent, a publicist and crew. While these two guys discovered what a primate restraining order can do. Everybody wants backstage passes. Everybody wants that fame. But when your autograph is on a police report, you're playing a fool's game. You are idiots.
It works for all those people in Yellowstone, too.
It does. It just I think the "you are idiots" needs to play on repeat.
On to Salinas, California, where police were responding to a call recently discovered a suspected burglar trapped inside the wall of a movie theater. I've actually been trapped in a movie theater. Investigators say the man fell through part of the building while allegedly attempting to break in and became wedged inside a narrow wall cavity. I hate wall cavities, the worst kind of cavities. unable to escape, he reportedly spent nearly 10 hours stuck before officers heard his cries for help during a coffee break. So glad those cops were drinking coffee. All right. Fire crews eventually freed him before police placed him under arrest. It's believed this marks the first criminal whose getaway plan involved becoming insulation.
He came to rob a movie theater under cover of the night. Had a master criminal vision that was almost airtight. Then gravity submitted its own alternative review. And suddenly the drywall said, buddy, you live here now too. 10 hours listening to movie trailers through the wall. The world's first burglar trapped inside his own sequel. I'm stuck in the wall, stuck in the wall.
Instead, I got sheetrock and gave a confession to.
Oh, I get to do the next one in Massachusetts, huh?
Yeah, real close to me.
Yeah, police recently found themselves involved in what may be history's last urgent vehicle pursuit, or least urgent, sorry, least urgent vehicle pursuit. Authorities say a man driving a construction front end loader ignored commands to stop and led officers on a slow speed chase through Worcester. The giant machine reportedly lumbered along at roughly 15 miles per hour while police followed behind, waiting for the excitement to arrive. Eventually, officers ended the pursuit and took the driver into custody. Residents described the event as thrilling if you enjoy watching glaciers move. You know, even the police helicopter reportedly had enough time to stop for lunch and catch back up.
Ooh. All right, if you're cops, you're listening over at the cop shop, you want to turn this up? We got a couple cop songs today.
The siren started wailing and the helicopters flew. The evening news interrupted for a chase already due. And viewers quickly realized this wasn't NASCAR speeds. The suspect was outrun repeatedly by leaves. Later, Grandma passed the convoy with her walker and a grin. One officer even completed online training while pursuing him. 15 miles an hour, slowest outlaw in the land. The police rolled 3 reports and still stayed right behind the man. Just 15 miles an hour. Well, that says a lot for beer and willpower.
I think that was the favorite one I wrote last night. 8 songs. I wrote 8 songs in 30 minutes. This is pretty impressive.
Just for
me, anyways.
You're getting good at this.
Yeah. The next one, this could be my favorite, Val. Let's see.
All right.
Is it me? It is me. Utah Police Department testing artificial.
It is you.
Artificial intelligence software learned that computers still have some bugs to work out. The police officials say an AI-powered report writing program mistakenly generated a police report suggesting an officer had transformed into a frog. Investigators discovered the software had apparently picked up dialogue from the animated movie The Princess and the Frog, which was playing nearby while officers worked. Who was watching The Princess and the Frog at the cop shop? That's what I want to know.
I want to know.
The department quickly caught the error before the report became official. The officer was cleared of all charges except to watching Netflix at work.
At work, yeah.
Yeah.
I am what I am and I do what I do. A few guys make shoelaces, some lay sod, others make a very good living neutering animals. I'm a cop.
The robot wrote the paperwork and thought it knew the facts. One officer chased bad guys and then left amphibian tracks. The witness was a princess, the evidence was flies. The suspect escaped custody by hopping 20 times. The chief said, this report appears to have some tiny flaws. Mainly that our deputy now has webbed claws. Croaking orders. Special frog unit, he's not a tadpole, and everybody knew it. Croaking orders. Artificial intelligence, one sound in the background, and suddenly he's a frog about town.
How off we go to Wisconsin with my sister.
All right, and let's see, for some reason my scroller hadn't worked. All right, in Wisconsin, police employed modern technology to solve an extremely old problem. Authorities say residents repeatedly complained about someone using a public park as a personal restroom. After several incidents, investigators launched a drone operation and eventually identified a suspect. According to police, the woman admitted she followed a regular schedule and routinely visited the park for the same purpose. The department issued citations, and residents can once again enjoy local greenery without conducting hazard assessments. You know, nothing says welcome to the future quite like being tracked by drones for bathroom violations.
But she did have it coming.
She did. And going.
The future finally happened, but not quite as we'd hoped. Flying robots patrol the skies with cameras and remotes. We dreamed of Mars colonies and cars that could all fly. Instead, technology evolved to monitor toilet crimes. The drone operator's parents once had bigger aspirations. Now he tracks suspicious squatting at recreation stations. The eye in the sky knows where you go. The eye in the sky saw way too much, you know. $1 billion worth of technology. A problem nobody wants to see. The future is amazing. It's people that are misbehaving.
It's true.
Very true.
All right. All right. We're traveling the world just for you. Circus performer in Mexico has earned a world record after lifting more than 166 pounds using only her braided hair.
Wow.
Yeah. Witnesses watched the performer hoisted the weight and held it suspended long enough to secure the record. Guinness officials verified the achievement, proving once and for all that some people treat conditioner as a performance-enhancing substance. Doctors watching the event reportedly experienced sympathetic headaches from hundreds of miles away. Lots of neck pain. Experts remain divided over whether this demonstrates really incredible athleticism or a complete misunderstanding of how hair is supposed to work.
The latter.
Meanwhile, Val loses one hair in the shower and immediately assumes she's aging.
Yeah. There's a whole story around that recently around here where the drain had to be unplugged, but
we won't talk about that.
No, we won't talk about it.
Born into a circus and pretty in pink. She picks up 166 pounds and barely seems to blink. Hair full of volume and a neck of power, conquering them all from her watchtower. Every stylist is suddenly a trainer, selling protein shampoos with a disclaimer. Here today, strong tomorrow, swinging weights from every curl. For a good girlfriend.
Yeah, I'd probably skip that date. Definitely ghosting.
Right. We could do, I think we could just do a whole set on, you know, world breaking stuff, because our next story involves the same thing. Professional record breaker David Rush has added another unusual achievement to his collection by balancing a skateboard on his chin for more than an hour. Rush, who holds hundreds of world records, spent months selecting the right board and practicing that technique before finally completing the attempt. Witnesses watched as he stood almost motionless while supporting the skateboard entirely with his face. Most people struggle to balance their budget for an hour. What do you do? Oh, I balance sporting equipment with my body parts.
Career day at the elementary school got awkward pretty fast. The firefighters talked about rescues, the accountant spoke of tax. Then David took the microphone and proudly took his turn. I balanced skateboards on my face was all the kids screamed to learn. His resume confused recruiters everywhere he went. But nobody can question that peculiar commitment or that convenient dip in his chin.
Cheater. Cheater. Dip in his
cheater.
Chin. All right. Officials in Colorado for our last story recently answered a call involving a skunk wandering around with a plastic cup trapped over its head. Body camera footage shows officers attempting several methods before one carefully approached and removed the container by hand. Skunk immediately regained its freedom and, thankfully, chose gratitude over chemical warfare. Police say neither the officer nor the animal were injured during the rescue. It was a rare law enforcement operation where everyone involved desperately wanted to have no sudden movements. Officer's bravery was unquestioned. His confidence in the skunk's mood was considerably more questionable, but they made it. And that deserves a song.
Every officer accepted there was danger in the air. One twitch, one spray, One wrong move and nobody wins out there. The skunk couldn't see a thing, just wandering in the haze, bumping into bushes like it spent the night in outer space. One brave cop approached slowly while his co-worker stepped back, offering moral support or maybe a taser zap. Don't make him nervous, don't make him mad. This rescue mission could turn incredibly bad. One tiny mistake, one tactical oops, and you're the new station income poops.
Doing that, doing that, doing that.